Okay, Boker Tov, we're on Daf Pei Bet. I'm at the last Daf of Masechet Kiddushin. Rav Hashem, we will not finish the Daf today. We'll leave a few lines just for a siyum. Okay, lo yamer adam ravak, sofrim, lo tenei isha sofrim. So Rashi says, yeah, lo yamer ravak sofrim, ravak panui below isha. So a person who's a ravak, Rashi tells, what is a ravak? A ravak is somebody who's not married, what we'd call today a bachelor. Okay, so lo yilamed ravak sofrim. Now, what does it mean sofrim? It's a bit of a complicated idea with the word sofrim here. I think to make it simple, okay, if you look at Tosfot Ria Zakein, you know, actually very similar to the Rashi. We can look inside the Rashi, but ravak avia says lo yilamed ravak sofrim. Sofrim melamde tinokot. Okay. To be a teacher of children. So you don't want a bachelor, an unmarried boy, man, to be teaching children. Okay, we'll see that on. So basically, you don't want a married person, an unmarried person, to be a teacher. And also, and also a woman, an unmarried woman, shouldn't be a teacher, right? A difficult one, because we know today that a lot of single women and men are teachers. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein lo isha lo yilamed sofrim. Right? Even a person who hasn't got a wife. The question is, we'll see in the Gemara, what's the difference between a ravak and a person who hasn't got a wife? We'll see that in the Gemara. David's looking worried. Rabbi Yud Omer, lo, okay, yira'e ravak behema. Okay, a single person shouldn't be a shepherd. Okay, now we saw yesterday's daf, right? It shouldn't be a surprise. There's a day that's asur to do yichud with a behema, right? And we're talking about four-legged behemot, right? Velo ishnu shnei ravakin betnitachat. And also two single men, unmarried people, bachelors, shouldn't sleep together under the same blanket. Okay, why are you pointing at somebody?
That's
Rebbe's
question.
Oh, okay. Right, v'chachamim matirim.
The
yeah, I was wondering. And the Chachamim Matirim, you pointed at Mark and Robert there, but they aren't Rabbakim. The Chachamim Matirim, and the Chachamim ever say that it is Mutar. Okay, we aren't worried about that. Look at Rashi there. The Chachamim Matirim, Shelo Nechshadu B'mishkav Zachur Ubehema. Just by the way, this I think is an answer. We had a question yesterday. Remember, we had a question yesterday about the Mishkav Zachur, about the shepherd. We said that we weren't worried about it. I'm getting sidetracked. Let's carry on. Good morning. My timer. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for lo yilamed adam? Ravak sofrim. Right? Let's look at Rashi there. My timer, lo yilamed adam, ravak sofrim. Inayim mishum de chashide ravakim mishkav zachur. Is that the reason? Are we worried about mishkav zachur? We just said a second ago, though, Chachamim said, right, matirim, because we said Chachamim aren't worried about mishkav zachur. Right, so why are we worried here about it? What's the reason that we don't want single people to teach? The Gemara says, "E mishum yanuke," because of children, right? Because we're worried about. So the Gemara says, "Vatan amal Rabbi Yehuda, amal they told Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechshlu Yisrael mishkav zachur velo ala behema." We don't worry. We don't koshed about Michelle I knew the answer. You asked the question, "What about yichud with two men?" So I think this is the answer. The answer is because lo nechshadu am Yisrael al mishkav zachur. It's a cloud. We aren't worried about mishkav zachur. So therefore, because we aren't worried about mishkav zachur, two men together aren't considered yichud. Doesn't help us with behemoth, though. That's why I'm doing it sidetracked, but we're getting sidetracked. Because it says lo nechshadu Yisrael al mishkav zachur v'mishkav behema. So mishkav zachur, we understand lo nechshadu, that's why two men aren't chashud for yichud. But if we said they also aren't chashud on mishkav behema, on bestiality, then why are people worried about this? I haven't got an answer for that. Okay, that's okay. El ravak. So what is the reason of a ravak if you aren't worried about mishkav zachur? Mishum amahata diyanuka, right? The children's mothers. Because the mothers bring their kids to lessons, right? And now they're going to have a problem with mothers arriving. And the same thing, isha also, mishum avahata diyanuka. And that's why you don't want to have a single mother, because sometimes the fathers bring their children to class. There are times, once a week, we know a father, yeah, once a week spends the morning with his daughter. And we have a case where fathers bring their daughters to class and they've got a nice teacher there and a relationship starts up. On a positive note, I happen to know somebody whose wife died and he ended up marrying his children's nursery school teacher. And she brought up the children, by the way, and they call her mother to this day. So, you know, it has a positive byproduct as well. Okay. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Af Mi She'ein. Now here's a question. The Mishnah says also, Rabbi Lazar says, even somebody who hasn't got a wife. So what's the difference between hasn't got a wife and a Ravak? So the Gemara says, Yibai Eleu. We ask a question. Mi She'ein Lo Isha. When we said Ein Lo Isha, he hasn't got a wife. Do we say Ein Lo Isha Klal? It hasn't got a wife at all, in which case, it's exactly like a Ravak. Or Dilma, B'She'ein Shruya Eitzlo. He has a wife, he's married, but somewhere. She's not here. She's somewhere. There is a wife. Right? We don't know where she is, but there is a wife. Okay? So that would make a difference. That would be enough kamina over there between the case. So that's the question. So we said Toshma, another brighter. Let's answer him a brighter. Af mi sheyeshlo, even someone who's got a wife, the eino shruya eitzlo, but she isn't with him, lo yelamed sofrim. That's the answer. So mi she'ein lo isha is mi she'ein lo isha with him. That means he's got a wife, but she's not around. Because we might have thought that once he's got a wife, so therefore he wouldn't have any taiva. We see, no, if his wife's not there, he's still got to be careful. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yira'e, right there. We said over here that Rabbi Yehuda said that a single guy shouldn't ravak behemer, be a shepherd, right? Tanya amrula Rabbi Yehuda. But lo nechshadu yishal, amishkav zachu, v'lo amishkav behemer. What are you worrying about? There's a cloud, we don't worry about that. And we saw yesterday aloha was that you could be a shepherd even though you were single. Okay. Now a new Mishnah. Kol sheiskav im anashim. Right? Anybody, right, sheiskav who deals with women, okay, whose business is to work with women, lo yitachen im anashim. A person like that shouldn't do yichud even with multiple women. We saw yesterday that you can't do yichud with two women, but with three or more you can. Yeah. A person whose work is with women, even with more than two women, shouldn't do yichud. Okay, Rashi explains it. What does it mean? Works for the woman. Shemelachot umanuto naaseit lenashim. His trade is a woman's trade. Vanashim tshichot lo, and women need him. We'll see just now what we're speaking about. Veloyla meladam et beno umanut anashim. And a woman shouldn't teach his son a trade that's a trade with women, right? Umanut anashim, right? And we'll see just now. I think it'll become clear in the Gemara. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Because funny enough, we'll see just now that the Gemara says to teach your son a trade, which I thought was quite strange. But I don't know. Rashi doesn't say too much on that. Do any of your Gemaras say anything that explains it a little bit more, Michael?
If I was going to teach your son a craft, you should not teach him one that requires him to be in the constant company of women. Okay, that was my question. Is it a trade
like a woman's
trade, like near women, or a trade that women usually do, and it's a woman's trade?
You mean like begedisha, like right? I think it's okay, so you see it's more like a trade. We just said a second ago, therefore, don't teach your son a trade that he's going to be with what woman, so he'll be with women in the end. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo olam ilamed adam et beno umanut nekia vekala. A clean, easy trade. Okay, we all want our children to clean. Right. V'yit palel, but this is brilliant. I think this is the greatest way to end the Masechet. V'yit palel l'mi sheha'osher v'nechasim shlo. Whatever trade you have, you got to daven to Hashem, right? L'mi sheha'osher v'nechasim shlo, whose wealth and assets really belong to him. She'ein umanut. Because there's no trade, says the Mishnah. She'ein ba'aniyut v'ashirut. In any profession, you've got rich people and you've got poor people. And we all know that it's true, right? She'lo aniyut mina umanut. Because the poverty doesn't come from your trade. V'lo ashirut mina umanut. And your wealth doesn't come from your trade. Ela hakol lefi zchuto. And all lefi zchuto. This is quite interesting. Look at Rashi there. Ela hakol lefi zchuto. Is there Rashi there? There's no Rashi there. That's quite amazing. Okay, there's a Tosfot there. Look at the Tosfot there. Look at Tosfot. Ela hakol lefi zchuto. The last Tosfot on the daf. Right? Hakol lefi zchuto. Tosfot says, Perush. Right? When he says hakol lefi zchuto, okay, he says over there that lefi mazalo. What do you mean zchuto? He's saying, not your zchut. What do you mean your zchut? You poor people have got zchuyot. Right? But it's depending on your mazal. Lefi mazalo, de banai v'chayai u'mezonai, right? De banai v'chayai, in other words, your children and your life and your mezon, your wealth, lav b'schute talia milta, ele b'mezale talia milta. Amazing that, eh? Mm. It's all, at the end of the day, it's a Gemara Moed Katan, we'll get to it, please God.
That's a strange thing.
It's a strange thing, agreed, but that is reality. Okay. That is, unfortunately, or fortunately, the reality of life. You
no,
see...
What he's saying, don't...
But it's facts.
Your schut has nothing to do with it.
No, it's mazel.
It's predetermined.
That's not Judaism.
I don't know if mazel is predetermined. You know, I once heard that mazel is rashei tevot. Discuss it with you, huh? Mazel stands for makom, being in the right place, zman, at the right time, but however, the lamed is linkot or la'asot. You still got to do something. So mazel is only, not just a question of sitting back and saying, okay, you know, I'm a mazel. You got to be in the right place at the right time, but it's also up to you to act on that. Okay, so people often miss that opportunity to act. That's a nice idea of mazel. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, listen to this. This is quite amazing. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, ra'ita memecha. He says, you've all seen in your lives, right? Chaya ve'of, right, or animal or a chicken. Sheyesh le mumanot. Have they got a trade? They haven't got a trade. And b'chol zod, he says, v'hein mi parnasim shlo b'tzar. You don't see a chicken having to work hard. Or a chaya. Okay, they got a hunt. But I mean, it's part of the fun, right? That's part of their daily activities. And what does he say here? V'halo lo nivra'u el l'sham sheni. And the animal and the chicken were born to serve me. Right?
Where?
It's called the cockfight. Yeah. Okay, they get killed. Okay, right? And these animals were created to serve me. Va'ani, right, says Rabbi Lazar, nivreiti l'shameshet koni, and I was born to serve my master. So if these animals were born to serve me, and they don't have to suffer, they don't need to trade, and they can make their parnosa, right? Ain't no din shet parnes shelo b'tzar, isn't it mean, you got a kal v'chomer here, right? That I, who was born to serve my master, should be able to be parnes shelo b'tzar. Ella, what's the story? But why isn't it happen like that? Ella shehorati ma'asai, right? Meaning here, b'chataim, with my sins. Right, I've made my life bad with sins. The kipachti, apparently, and therefore I've lost my parnosa. In other words, it's up to, that's a little bit of a steerer to mazal, right? Mm-hmm. Because yeah, he's saying that, in other words, if I wouldn't have sinned and I'd serve Hashem, so in the end, the whole world would work well, just like the chickens and the animals wouldn't have to worry, I also wouldn't have to worry. Abba Gurion is Tzadya Nomer. Mishum Abba Gurion. So Abba Gurion said in the name of Abba Gurion, right? Shouldn't teach his son the following traits. Chamar is a camel rider. Chamar, donkey rider. Sorry, gamal. I'm reading the next word. Chamar is a donkey, not a horse, a donkey. A donkey rider. Gamal is a camel rider, a person who runs the camel. Kadar, now there's a bit of a difference here, opinion here of what exactly a kadar is, but it seems that a kadar is a person who makes gderot, that he makes these like vases, you know, big jugs or whatever. But we're not necessarily interested in the guy who actually makes it, but because he's traveling around with his wagon, all these guys, a donkey rider and a camel rider, all people who are carrying wagons and are running around supplying and delivering things, we'll see in a second what the problem is, right? Kadar, safan, person who a boat, a sailor, right? Roe, a shepherd, v'chenvani, and a shopkeeper, right? Why shouldn't he be in any of these trades? So he says over here, right? This is Abba Gurion, says in the name of Abba Gurion, right? She'umanutan, umanut listim, because their trade is by definition a trade of thieves, right? Why is it a trade of thieves? Does Rashi say anything there? Look at Rashi. Chamar gamal safan kadar. Rashi says there, ba'alei kranot. All these are wagon riders, right? They've all got wagons. Kol elu manut listiot. Why? Ke shelanim bedrachim. Right, when they're sleeping on the way, because they're traveling long distances, right? Em nichnasim veloktim etzim min akramim. They go and they go into the fields and they gather up branches and that from orchards or vineyards which aren't theirs, uperot. So they, on the one hand, they have to steal, because they need to make fires and whatever, they're taking wood from other people. V'od sheniskarim la'adam u'ma'avirim al tna'am. They make conditions. People buy their services, and in the end, they breach their conditions with them. They always do their own thing. It reminds me of like the cut, make, and trim business. You know, that is the CMT trade. people like have, I've got personal connections with this, but anyhow, it's a story which comes to mind.
CMT,
like people who have machinery in factories to make clothing, right. But they don't make it for, that. They just provide you with a service. So you bring them the fabric, the cloth, and the patterns and everything, and they do the cutting for you. Okay. The way that these guys really make their money in the CMT trade is not from the labor. What happens is, if you bring them a pattern to make a pair of trousers and the hem is, say, 5 centimeters and the pocket is 6 centimeters deep and there are 4 buttons on their 5, they re-pattern the design so that the hem is only 2 centimeters and the pocket's only 4 centimeters deep, etc. And whatever they save on the textiles, they manage to get an extra 20% out of the fabric and they sell that clothing, and that's where the real money is. Okay, so basically, they're stealing from the guys dealing with the fabric. That's how the CMT business works around the world.
Did you say Balei Kranot or wagon drivers?
Yeah, I think they're Balei Kranot.
And the Hadron, they talk about the Kranot.
Those are your Shvei Kranot. Yeah. Your Shvei Kranot are people who are sitting like in the pubs,
in the corners,
in the like in the pubs, like in the bars and the marketplace, etc.
I don't know. Balei
Kranot. Okay, a Kranot. But even a wagon, a carriage of a train, you know, is spelled same. Okay. Same thing, same spelling. Okay, so that's the idea. These guys are basically thieves by definition. And they look at Ro'e, Wa, Shepherd. He's not worrying about whose fields they're grazing. He's wondering if shepherds are out other people's fields. And a chenvani, wa chenvani, a greengrocer. Melumad bona ah. He says his trade is in the deception. Latil mayim beyayin shurot bechitin. Okay, he dilutes his wine a bit with water, and he mixes up the weights on his. With the stone of his weights, with a bit of he leaves it in flour, so that it makes it heavier or lighter.
What should a good Jewish boy become?
It should become a lawyer or a doctor, obviously, right?
Not to go into college,
a doctor.
We'll see now, a doctor maybe, but we'll see in a second. There's a problem when you talk about Mekizdam, because the Gemara speaks about dam. Okay, so that is up until now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. So now that was Abba Gurya said in the name of Abba Gurya, and said in the name of Abba Gurya. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Abba Gurya, right? Hachamarin Ruban Rishaim. The donkey guys, most of them are wicked. They're Rishaim, right? Rashi says, Avi Hachamarin Ruban Rishaim Ibnei Listiut, because of the fact that they're thieves, right? Rishaim Vagamalim, but the Gamalim Ruban Ksherim. But the camel guys, most of them are honest. Look at Rashi, it's amazing why this is. And I'm going to read on the Ksherim. Sheporshin limidbarot. They go into the desert, right? The camels go into the desert for long periods of time. Lemakom gdudei chayot velistim, where there are other wild animals there and thieves. Vayerim lenafsham, they're petrified for their lives. Therefore, because they're so petrified, what happens? Meshabrim liban lemakom. They basically humble themselves for Hashem, and they break their hearts to Hashem that He should look after them. So a gamal is scared to steal because he doesn't want the retribution, right? Hasapanim. So if we said that gamalim or ksherin, hasapanim, the sailors, ruban chasidim, right? They chasidim. Look at Rashi. Shemoshinu makom hasakana, because more than the desert, they go into a place of danger. V'tamid em berada, and they're more panicking than the gamalim and the camel drivers. Now, look at this. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The first thing he says, that as a rule, donkey guys worry about, but camel drivers and sailors are not so bad. Tov shebarofim legehenom. Right? Right, now there are no doctors in this room, funny enough. Tov shebarofim legehenom. Vahakasher, so that's the good doctors go to Gehenna, right? Vahakasher shebetabachim, and the kosher ones of the chefs amongst us, shutafo shel Amalek. They Amalek's partners, right? Look at Rashi, why? Tov shebarofim legehenom. He's not scared of being sick, right? So if I wash it into Hashem, he thinks I'm a doctor, I can fix myself, or I can cure myself. Why worry about God? Right? And he only eats healthy foods. Therefore, don't need to worry about God. And more than that, Shehoreg nefashot. He kills people, right? You know, we always say doctors can kill their mistakes. They don't have to worry. They bury their mistakes, right? They don't have to worry, right? V'yesh b'yadol rapot ani v'yesh lo, and he can heal the poor, but he doesn't. Why waste the time on the poor? So doctors, they aren't worried about God. They're right. I don't want to say they think they're God, but yeah, okay. V'hakasher sheva tabachim, and look at Rashi. Tov sheva tabachim, and the best amongst the butchers, yeah? He says, Sveikai treifot bod liado, because he's often dealing with safek treifot, right? The animals could be taref. V'chasa mamono machilan. He doesn't waste money, so therefore he feeds the guys. Oh, he wastes a good cut over there. So he says, he paskins lekula. And he sends it out. Okay.
Why
is Shalal Avod? He could be a lawyer.
Right?
We'll see now. Okay. Right. Rabbi Nohorai Omer. Here we are, Mati. Here's your answer. Rabbi Nohorai Omer. Meniach ani kol umanut shebaolam. V'ayni v'lavelet b'ni ele Torah. I don't worry about all the trades, and I only teach my son Torah. Right? Torato umanuto. That's where it comes from, right? Right. Okay. She Adam ochel mischara, so he can teach Torah. He can be a teacher.
And if he's married.
Married, not the children, right? She Adam ochel mischara, b'olam hazeh, he eats from the schar b'olam hazeh, right? In other words, he works as a teacher and he gets paid for learning, for teaching Torah. V'akeren kayemet olam haba, and he gets a keren olam haba as well. Ushar kol amanut ainu kain, right? And other trades are all the same. Kesheadam ba'alidei choli, olidei zikna, olidei yisurin. When a guy in another profession, when he's sick or he's old or he's in suffering and he can't treat, ainu yachol asok melachto, and he can't teach and he work in his field anymore, harei hu meit barav, he's going to starve of death, starve to death. Aval haTorah ainu kain, the Torah not so. Why? Ela mishamarto mikol ra b'naruto, when he's young. The Torah protects him from everything. V'notenet lo acharit v'tikva b'ziknato. And so too, when he's older, it gives him all the protection that he needs. Look at Rashi there. V'la Torah no kain. Sh'af ha'bali de zikna o yisurin. V'anu yachol la'asok ba hu ochel mimatan schara dichtiv od yinuvun b'seiva. Okay, from the word yinuvun, from tnuva. He'll be providing you even in your old age. Right? Torah will provide even in your old age. So the Gemara says, "Benaruto, what's going on in Naruto? How do you want in Naruto? Ma'u Omer, bekabe Hashem yachlifu koach. Hashem will always give you koach. Beziknuto, when he's older, Ma'u Omer, or doing b'seva. Okay, v'cheinu Omer b'Abraham, and that's what we saw with Abraham, the same story, right? Avinu, right? Look at that. Bekabe Hashem yachlifu koach, right? Look at that. Likutei Rashi, it says, "Tachlifu koach chadash v'chazak." Okay, he'll give you strong chazak. Right? V'chein hu omer b'Abraham avinu. V'Abraham zakein. V'Hashem birech Abraham b'kol. Okay, he was zakein, but he got b'kol. Matzinu sh'asar Abraham avinu et kol ha'torah. So what does it mean? The Mishnah sidetracked for a second. And says sh'asar v'chein hu omer b'Abraham avinu. V'Abraham zakein. V'Hashem birech Abraham b'kol. So we see here sh'asar Abraham avinu et kol ha'torah kula. Because otherwise, where did he get the schuyot from? Right? We said you get the schuyot from elam de'et banai Torah. Right? In other words, you're keeping the Torah. The Torah is what gives you all the schuyot. So if Abraham got blessed by everything, it's because of the schut haTorah. How could Abraham be blessed by schut haTorah? There wasn't the Torah. Right? But Abraham, so he says, therefore, she'asah Abraham avinu et kol haTorah kula, ad shelo nita, afilu before it was given. Shneemar, okay, we've got a pasuk of it says, ekev asher shama Abraham bekoli, v'yishmor, what does the pasuk say? V'yishmor, mishmarti, mitzvotai, v'chukotai, v'toratai. With regards to Abraham, he kept all of that. Right, and therefore he got everything which means without cloud to attach. We see Abraham. Okay, let's get into the Gemara. This is the last Gemara of the daf of the Masechet. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol. So we said over here, right? Kol she'asakav imanashim. We got a brighter, right? Which is a little bit expanding on what we learned in the Mishnah. Kol. We said the Mishnah said kol she'asakav imanashim lo itached imanashim. Right. So kol she'asakav imanashim surura. Surora, right. They look at Rashi there. Minhago ra'a. His behavior is this is a bad thing to do. Right? Okay, and there look at Rashi, look at the rest of Rashi. And because surora, his minhago ra'a, kirvutora nishtaderimo, she esar elavu ba'alevaito. You've got to be careful of this guy. right? The Kagonat Sorfim. Now we list a whole lot of other lists. If we thought we wrote off seven or eight professions, now we're going to write off the rest, right? Kagon Hatsorfim, right? Sorfim are like people who make gold, like what do you call them? Goldsmiths. Right? Well, Rashi says, yeah, particularly Tzorfei Zahav, but it could be silversmiths as well, right? Tzorfei Zahav, look at Rashi. Haosin and Nashim, Shirin is Amin Vitabot. He makes all jewelry for women, right? Look at that. So Tzorfim. Vasrikim. Srikim, look at Rashi. Srikim is Sorek Begadim and Nashim. So you know, I don't know what you'd call that, but who combs the garments, so probably like a laundry mat. I don't know. Some sort of very, very glorified laundry, right? So be careful of Sorora, Kagon Tzorfim, Vashrikim, Vaha Nakorot. Look at Rashi there, Nakorot. We need Rashi over here. Menakre Rechaim Shel Yad Shenashim Tochene Pahem. Like some sort of like a rolling pin, like these handheld rolling pins that need to get fixed up. These guys fix up the kitchen utensil, basically, they're baking goods. And women are always going to them, all right? Look at Rashi says the elu melachot sheisha osa lebala tochenet v'ofa v'minan berichya dida, right? So the rechaim, right? Stuff. So these are guys who fix that up. V'arochalin, rochalin people like sell from door to door, right? Like haberdasheries, whatever the case is. V'hagardiim, right? These are the weavers, people who are weaving goods for her, right? V'asaparim and barbers. These are male barbers, right? Look at their saparim. Rashi is the saparim. Why are we writing about saparim? Because hanashim tzichot lehem bishvil b'nehem. They bring their children to the barbers, right? Not for themselves. It's not hairdressers, right? It's barbers. Right. V'hakovasim. Okay. And these are launderers. So I'm not sure what the difference between the sarikim and the kovasim are. But the launderers, right? People who are doing the laundry. Right. V'hagara. Look at Rashi. Agara. Here is Uman HaMekizdam. Not a doctor, but a bloodletter. Right? We know in the time of the Gemara, it was a big thing, the bloodletting, right? HaMekizdam. Al Shem Shem Magarait Adam. That's why it's called it, because he takes out dam. V'habalan. Balan is people look after like the bathhouses. Okay, not this. A balanit is a woman who looks after the mikveh today. But in their day, they went to bathhouses, so the guys who managed the bathhouses, right?
Like a pool cleaner.
Similar to a pool cleaner. Things a little bit different to a pool cleaner. I know what you mean. But I'll tell you, you know, we have the whole reason today for one of the problems with showering on Shabbos, you know, bathing on Shabbos, is because of the gzeira of the balanim. Because they used to heat up the water on Shabbos. And that was the problem, that we didn't trust them. They would heat up the water on Shabbos. So they'd have hot water because guys came to pay you, and you wanted a hot bath, not a cold bath. So the balanim were suspect people, right? V'ha balanim.
The balaniot
lah. Balaniot V'ha burski, and a burski, those are tanners. You know, the guys who do tan, it's quite a dirty business. V'ha Rashi says, in Bethlehem orot liyobosh v'lin orot, who makes v'ha balan machmat merchat. Okay, now all these people, right? So v'ha balan v'ha burski, ein ma'bidim mehem. Look at this. Mamim, you from these people, you don't have a melech, velo kohen gadol. If you're a kohen gadol, now it's amazing. It's actually quite wild. I just thought about something now. Look what the reason Gemara says. My timer, why not? So you think that because they are psulim, right? Lo mishum de psile. Not because in the first list of people we listed, we said they all list him, that they're all thieves. Here's not the reason. Another reason why. Why lama not? And mishum de zil umanutayu. Because unfortunately, these people aren't held in high esteem. Right? You don't want your kohen gadol to be the guy who was your barber. Right? Your son's barber.
Kohen gadol.
I don't know. But interesting. Why am I telling this? We spoke the other day here. A few years ago, I wanted to arrange a tour. You know, the Karaim have a Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Right? In Yeshchem. And I wanted to go there. And I made some inquiries and I phoned one of the Karaim in the organization and they gave me the name of the Kohen Gadol. And I phoned the Kohen Gadol and he couldn't talk to me. He's a shopkeeper in Shechem. He was busy, he said, I was calling back at night. He can't talk during the day, he's busy in his shop, calling back at night. And I thought to myself, how can the Kohen Gadol be a shopkeeper in Shechem? Amazing, and this is Mishnah, right? You call it a Kohen Gadol, who's a guy was a Chen Vani.
He hasn't read the Gemara.
Yeah, right. Right. And after Shabbat, after Shabbat. Right. Tanu Rabbanan, Asarat Varim Nemru Begara. So now we're on this question here. We mentioned this guy with the blood letter. Look at this about the blood letter. 10 things are said about the blood letter, right? And none of them are very nice. Okay? Malach al tzido. Right? Look at Rashi there. Let's use Rashi over here. Malach al tzido. Verucho gasa. Venitle v'yoshev. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi. Shloshtan simanei gaava. All these three things are gaava. So we said there that Malach al tzido, he like walks on his side. What we really mean is he's like keeps his head very high. Haughty, thank you. Right? All gava. And Rashi says, Va'ein zo dome lezo. And they aren't the same. Don't think it's three of the same things. They're not. Each one is different. Uvachulanu chaluk b'mirat ha'ksharim. And each one, he distinguishes himself from the ksharim. Nitle v'yoshev. What does it mean that he nitle v'yoshev? It's interesting. Look at this. Eino yoshev. I'm looking at Rashi. Eino yoshev ele imke nismach. If he's leaning on something, right? So he says, when he sits, he doesn't just sit. All achorav, okay, he's leaning back or something, or al tzido, or like this. He never just sits, okay? That's a haughty sign of haughtiness, right? Derech gava, says Rashi.
Okay?
Right. Ubishvil shabriot, but look at Rashi, why are we so worried about this guy? Bishvil shabriot mosrin nafshan liyado humitka'e. People need him. He's in demand. He takes himself seriously. Right. Look at, and then the Gemara carries on. So we said, Mahalach al tzido, Beruchol gasav, Nidev Yoshev. Then ve'enot tzara. We did stay in Rashi in the meantime. Why enot tzara? Why is enot tzara mean that he's jealous, basically? Right? Doesn't. He's begrudging, I think, is the better word. How do they translate?
Stingy.
Okay, but yes, right. Exactly. Right. Right. The mamono, but with kesiv, he's stingy. Who comes on? Right. The mamono. Right. Lehotzi klum. He doesn't like spending any money. Why? He never has to spend money. He goes to their house always, and he does the bloody, and they feed him. There's always eating on somebody else's account. He's not used to spending money. He's used to people spending money on him. Now, why? Do they always spend? Why he's eating at them all the time? The enora, right? He's got a bad eye, right? Why notain enav bebriim? He's always looking at healthy people. She yechaluv yutzchinlo. He wants him to be sick. The more people that they are sick, the more people for him, right? And ochel harba, he eats a lot. Why he eats a lot? Rashi here. Shemelamu melumad lechol im kama nashim bechol yom, because he's going from house to house, and each one's feeding him, right? You'll see in a second why they're all feeding him. Umotzi kimen, he hardly spends any money, right? Mitoch shemachalo yafe, belechem naki ubasar shamen, right? Why? Shememativ et hazevel, he hardly ever eats rubbish. Shekol adam mechin lesudat hakaza machal bria. Guys who are having blood, they got to eat a healthy meal afterwards, right?
Umotzi kimen is not, he spends a little.
What's it?
He excretes a little.
Oh,
he eats a lot.
Oh, wow. That sounds like Rob. This Mishnah gives credence to Stephen Jobs. Steve Jobs, Apple.
Oh, okay.
Steve Jobs never used to shower or bath. And he said because of his, if you look in his autobiography, he writes there, well, it's a biography, he says there, they never bathed because he didn't feel that he smelt, didn't wear deodorant either, because of his diet, because he was a vegetarian, he ate very healthily, therefore he never smelt. So he never needed to bath or shower. So he has a story, because he ate healthily, he didn't think that he had to, his excrements were very, very little. That's Mamash Pshat in Steve Jobs. Okay. I was wondering why Motzi Kima and Enora'ah. Enora'ah, because we said Enora'ah. Okay, thank you. We said Enor Tzara v'mamono. He was stingy with his money. So I was wondering why Motzi Kima was again. Okay.
It's interesting, I missed that one. They eat white bread and fatty meat. And that's healthy.
Right. And he's chashud al harayot, suspicious of arayos. Why? Mitoch Rashi says shanashim chichot lo v'asakoy mahen, and he's always busy with a woman all day long. He's in the private room taking blood. Right? Get undressed because I need to take a prick in your finger. Right? V'ochel harbe motzi kima chashud al harayot v'al hagezel. And while I guess, look at Rashi, Shanashim, not that he's going to steal, but look at this. Shanashim gozlot mi balehen v'not not lo. Because they want to pay him a lot of money and make him happy, so they steal from their husbands. Right? V'not not lo. V'al shvichut damim. And on shvichut damim, look at Rashi. Zimnin, The understanding is that your body needs at least a revit of dam to survive. And sometimes this guy gets carried away, he takes out more blood, and he leaves in you less than a revit. And therefore, you're in a suffix that you could die. Okay. Darash bar kapara. Look at that chet. There's a chet. I don't know why I mentioned that chet. I don't know why I marked off that chet. That chet says in brachon. Okay. Darash bar kapara. Lola milamera damit beno. Umanut nekia vekala. We've seen this before. Mahi. The question is, what is this? Amar Yehuda. What does Yehuda say? Machata de talmiyuta. Machata talmiyuta. Look at Rashi. Says the machata talmiya is a brujdeir. Okay, but look, this is an interesting one. Look at the rest of the Rashi. Shatfirot asuyot telamim telamim shurot shurot ketelamim shel machrisha. Teach him a trade that he can sew in a way that he does like a very fine sewing in lines. Look at Rashi there, rikma, right? Rikima is embroidering. And that's not a trade we would have thought was a trade to teach your child, right? Anyhow, so that's a bit strange for me. Tanya Rebbe Omer, ein lecha umanut shoveret min haolam. Rebbe says, right, there's no trade that's never needed. There's always a trade. Look at Rashi. She betayle min olam bein shi nakia bein shi ma'usa. Right? In other words, any trade, a clean trade or a dirty trade, there's always going to be work for. So if you've got to already learn a trade, learn a clean one. That's really the idea, right? Va'ashremi shoret ha'orav b'umanut ma'ula. And happy is a person who sees his parents, right, in a clean trade. Va'oilo lemi shoret ha'orav b'umanut ma'uguma. So therefore, right, Rebbe says all trades are needed. Therefore, you might as well learn a clean one. If shalom below bosem, ubelo burski. Both you need bosem and burski. Rashi says bosem is mocher besamim, and that's a clean trade, right?
Basam.
That's Ivan Taylor's father, isn't he? A perfume trader, right?
Yeah,
right.
Basam.
Right. Ubelo burski. Right. And not a tanner. And ashrei mi shuminato basam v'oilo mi shuminato burski. And therefore, what you could be either, you might as well be that one, right? And now it says the word needs a woman.
The perfume to men as opposed to women.
What's the difference? I don't know. Right? It's probably better to spend it still to men, because then you aren't in a trade where you need men. Right?
Do you
want to
stop recording?
Right? No. Right? The world needs boys and girls. So Asher mi shebanav zecharim v'oilo mi shebanav nekevot. But the Gemara is saying that is not that you don't need children. You need children and men, right? But children, but women with girls, look at all the problems you've got over here, right? Where boys are somebody else's problems, right? Rabbi Meir Omer, lo lam yemei adam libeno umanut nekiya v'kala. Teach your children clean. We've seen the same thing. V'yakesh rachamim. And now we saw this already in the Mishnah. V'yakesh rachamim min mi she'osher v'anechasim shelo. She'ein aniyut min ha'umanut. That's the bottom line here, right? It doesn't come from your trade. I think we should end off over here. And we can leave that last Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar for the Siyum. Shkoach, we have finished Masechet Kiddushin. And let me just end up with one little idea, which is nice. Because we said over here, right, they said that the Torah, right, Emily, right, we should teach Torah because you zoche b'olam hazeh, right, b'olam haba, and we said that it protects you from being from sickness and everything, right? So the Torah is always protecting you. So it's mentioned, and it's in the name of the brother of the Maharal Miprag, right? In his Sefer HaChaim, I think I might have mentioned it before. He says that what is Gemara, right? Gemara is the Rashi Tevot of Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, the four Malachim. And when you learn Gemara, you at any given time surrounded by all the angels. You've got Gabriel on your right, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, and we've got Shechinat El above you, and that's the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's the idea of the Gemara, that it protects you and looks after you, both in this world and in the next world.